Sports tourism. You are generating a lot of money here in West Michigan. $61 million for West Michigan in 2017, including a lot of money from the State Games of America. Hint, get involved in those. Mike Gusweiler on behalf of the West Michigan Tourism Association, and certainly the good work that you do, West Michigan Sports Commission, under your leadership. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. West Michigan Sports Commission has released your 2017 Sports Tourism Economic Impact Figure. And I hope you're still celebrating.
You know, we are, but at the same time, we got to put our nose to the grindstone and look forward and, you know, really handle the numerous events we've got on the 2018 calendar. But 2017 was a special year. We celebrated 10 years of the West Michigan Sports Commission, and you know, it was a strong year. We continue to build each year on our resume of events. They're getting bigger and better, and more numbers of people coming into our community. But celebrating 10 years and all that we've accomplished in those 10 years has really been special.
And again, remind me of the mission, the intent of the West Michigan Sports Commission under your leadership, Mike.
Yeah, we started in 2007. We're a 501c3 nonprofit that really works to promote our area as a destination to attract and host a multi-level of youth and amateur sport tournaments. And, you know, these tournaments are typically tournaments that have not met here before, so we're bringing in visitors that perhaps it's the first time to the greater Grand Rapids and West Michigan region, and they're bringing their dollars with them and staying in hotels, eating in restaurants. So, you know, that's work of sports tourism. It's a $10 billion industry. And, you know, we're working with our community and our partners in tourism, especially, you know, Experience Grand Rapids, as we try and bring more visitors into our hotel rooms.
Great. Well, before we look ahead, let's praise you for a step back these last 10 years. What have been a couple of the highlights that have brought in these dollars, Mike?
Well, there's some significant highlights as we've grown as a sports tourism or economic development engine. It's really you know, focusing on bringing in these various events, whether it's statewide with MHSA or working with our colleges and universities. But then also we created our own signature event, and the fifth edition of the Winter Games for the Meyer State Games of Michigan are coming up. You mentioned the State Games of America that we were fortunate to host based on Eric Engelbarts and his team and what he's done with the State Games Summer Games. He's grown that in its now eighth year to 8,000 athletes and over 40 sports. And, you know, we were able to put that on top of the State Games of America, and that added another 4,000 athletes and, you know, generated, we're estimating $10 million of spending in our region. And then also in 2010, our board and community leadership did a capital campaign and raised just over $7 million to build a sports complex. The Art Van Sports Complex has been running for 3 years. For travel baseball and softball and bringing visitors in around those sports. And it's just been terrific, and we keep looking at what's next.
Awesome. Mike Gusweiler, again, on behalf of the West Michigan Sports Commission, headlines reminding us that lots of local sports events have generated a lot of money for West Michigan in 2017, $61.1 million. Let's look ahead, Mike. What's on the plan?
Well, we always have some fun events that we always need volunteers for, or perhaps people want to get engaged in as an athlete. And, you know, USA Cycling has been good partners of ours in bringing different disciplines into our community. And so we'll have the second year that we'll host the Fat Bike National Championships. Nate Phelps is our tournament director, has done a great job with that. We're moving to a different venue this year to ensure that we've got the snow that fat bike riders like to have. So February 10th, we'll have that national championship out at Cannonsburg Ski Area. And the next day on the 11th will be the Winter Games that will run that same route, only the opposite direction for riders that want to, you might be amateurs or have never tried it before that want to try it out. And there'll be some fat bikes that Nate's going to bring with him that people can try out as well and just get a chance to really feel what fat bikes are all about. But then we have been very successful in working with Michigan High School Athletic Association. in hosting many of their different state finals. And we're working with Calvin College in hosting the girls' basketball state finals, and that'll be in March. And then USA Weightlifting comes back. We had great success with them. We'll host the Youth Nationals in June. And that's just a sample of our calendar that is now hitting on 70, 80 events. And you can find a lot of that information at westmisports.com.
And last time I tested those fat bikes with Nate, I bought one, but that's what it's all about. And participated in the in your event. So, all right, Mike, again, what do you need from the community?
You know, it's just continual support. A lot of these events require sponsorship. So if there's, you know, anyone passionate about these various sports that want to step up as a sponsor or their corporation, you certainly can work that into these different events. But volunteers, you know, these events don't get done without, numerous people to help pitch in with the many logistics. And again, a lot of that information or any interest can people can find our contact information at westmisports.com. And, you know, spectators, you know, come out and check it out, what it's all about, and enjoy really what we're bringing into our community and our region.
Awesome. Mike, how do we find out more information about the West Michigan Sports Commission?
westmisports.com. It's all on there. And, you know, again, we've got the state games and Michigan winter games coming up. We'd love to see some people register. It's all about healthy living and getting active and all ages and all abilities. And so there's a link from our website to those activities as well. So a lot of fun going on around sports tourism, Shelley.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk again. Take care. Congratulations.
All right.